be like to have Rome's famed museums mostly to yourself? The Vatican Museums reopened this week after being closed for 3 months due to the coronavirus lockdown. As NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports, the usual hordes of tourists are not there, which makes for an unusual experience.
Before the pandemic, more than 6 million people visited the Vatican Museums every year. Waiting in line to enter could last several hours, and just getting a glimpse of the artworks often required painful jostling and rubbernecking. For the post-lockdown reopening, the media has been invited, and it seems there are more reporters than visitors. One of them is Roman Luigi Diani. His last visit was on a school trip 50 years ago.
I
decided to come because there are no Americans or other tourists. I hope the pandemic never happens again, he adds, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Museum access is now by online reservation only for a limited number of visitors per hour. Their temperatures are scanned and they're required to wear face masks. This is the Hall of Constantine, one of the rooms painted by the Renaissance master Raphael, opened for the first time after years of restoration. Visitors can now admire two female figures long attributed to Raphael's workshop. After careful cleaning, experts now say they're the work of the master himself shortly before his death 500 years ago. Vatican Museum's director Barbara Iatta is here to welcome the media. It's a day of joy, says Iatta, after so many days of lockdown, something no one in our generation had ever experienced. She says that while the number of daily visitors will be restricted, museum hours have been extended, including 2 evenings a week.
To allow people that work to come and visit us, because of course in the near future probably only local people will join us.
The Vatican Museums cover 7 miles. It's so quiet you can now hear your steps along the long corridors lined with ancient tapestries and maps of the world. Finally, the jewel in the crown, the Sistine Chapel. It's an extraordinary experience. There aren't more than 20 people roaming in the empty space and gazing upward, taking in every detail of Michelangelo's grandiose frescoes of the Bible and Last Judgment. It's a rewarding, solitary pleasure, thanks to the new world of social distancing. Silvia Poldroli, NPR News, Rome.